everyone. Welcome back to PS I'm Single. It's your girl, Trish. So tonight is the game night edition. And we have a special guest. His name is Quincy, but he considers himself the Black Brad Pitt. Hi, Quincy.
How you doing?
So we're going to learn a lot about you tonight. Some of the questions are personal. Some of them are, you know, just a little funny, like what would you do type situations. Mm-hmm. So the first thing we want to know, do you manscape? How do you feel about manscaping?
Manscaping is very important.
Is it? For yes, all it is. Of those who don't know what manscaping is, because my producer had no idea what manscaping is, it's actually like a guy, you know, shaving your armpits, keeping your private parts trimmed and ready to go.
Of course.
So you said it's important.
Definitely.
Why is that?
Because when you have hair, it creates must.
Oh, God.
And sweat and things of that nature. So I'm sure you jumped double dutch when you was younger. You know, your hair used to sweat. Your baby hair used to become straight.
Did you just say double dutch?
Of course.
Wait. So it's more like a hygienic thing for you then?
Yeah, I believe so.
So it's more hygienic than it actually is like a visual type thing for you?
I mean, I like to look presentable in all aspects. So
okay.
I believe it touches both areas.
I think manscaping is important. And I think actually females doing it too is absolutely a must.
Yes.
Like, I'm not down with the bush on men. Are you down with the bush on females?
No, I'm not. I think as we've gotten older,
right,
it has become a need to, you know, for ladies to take care of your, whatever you want to call it, your landing strip.
Oh, so you like the landing strip?
I mean, if it's there, I mean, what I'm going to say, cut that off before we play? No.
Well, not like that, but like if you're,
My preference would be nothing at all.
None at all.
Yeah.
So straight Brazilian, that's it.
Exactly. Nice and smooth, like a baby's bottom.
My kind of guy. Some guys don't like it like that. They think it's a little creepy.
I'm going to sip for that.
Oh, you going to sip? All right. So when you manscape, you doing it by yourself or you getting help from a girl?
I think I'm going to do it by myself.
You going to do it alone?
Yeah.
What if she offers to help you? Are you against it?
No, I think that'll be kind of adventurous.
Right?
Yeah.
I had a friend who she used to help her do, like, trim his hairs and everything, his pubes.
How did he trim it, though?
With a scissor.
Nah.
Like, she would help trim it, like, with the scissor.
That's too dangerous.
So, wait, what do you use? Now we getting real personal.
A razor.
A razor.
Yeah, shaving cream.
Oh, so you like Bald Eagle.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. I don't think I needed that visual.
Oh, well.
I'm just thinking you doing a little trim up.
I mean, you could. It depends on how I feel.
A little shape up.
I mean, I've went, you know, bald, you know, the Brazilian style, I guess, if that's what you want to call it. And then I've gone, you know, light Caesar.
A light Caesar, though?
Yeah, no waves, though.
A little fade.
No, Caesar all the way around.
Wait a minute. But, you know, waxing places, they do.
I'm not getting waxed.
You ain't even let me finish. I get waxed.
As you should.
They do. They call it manzillions, a male Brazilian. You wouldn't get waxed?
No.
Why?
Because I've asked females, like, so when you go get waxed, like, what do you got to do? And they say they got to, like, you know, bust it open for the big Russian lady, whatever you want to call her. You got to do some positions and all that. I don't think I'm going to do that for no female.
But, I mean, how else are they going to wax you?
I think I've done just fine in my shower.
Oh, you, all right, so you just got it by yourself. I need help. So I go and I let the professional do it.
How do you need help though? Well, okay, yeah.
When you're okay, so first of all, I've tried to wax my bikini line myself mm-hmm, before. Mm-hmm. That didn't work out. Like,
why?
It was like horrible. You just can't do it yourself.
You're scared.
You can't do it. I'd rather somebody else just put me through all the pain. And
so get your home girl, say, hey, do this, and let her do her thing.
All right, so I have, like, another question for you.
Yes.
What is, like, the ultimate sexual turnoff for you?
The ultimate sexual turnoff?
Yes. You got to think about that one.
I would say stenches.
Stenches.
Yes.
So the smell.
Yes. I would knock on wood, but there's no wood over here. But I think that I'm a very forward person. So God forbid I've come across a female with the unpleasant odor, I'm going to ask her, like, what's going on?
Would you stop?
I wouldn't even start, you know, because I feel like all men at some point before they indulge in extracurricular activities, what I like to call it, right?
Right.
They touch, you know, fellas, we do the finger test. At some point, we're going to touch the box.
It's a test?
Yes, it's a test.
What the?
The same way y'all have a test, y'all may touch the zipper area or grab. If you grab and it's just air, what you gonna do? You just gonna be like, nah, I'm good.
No, but we not. You said a finger test.
Yes.
Which leads me to believe you gonna smell your finger.
Of course.
Oh shit.
Or wave your hand somewhere close to your face.
By your face.
Yes.
This is a thing.
Yes. All fellas do it. Just like y'all have this thing, y'all get into the mood, whatever, kiss, foreplay, whatever the case may be, right? Y'all be like, wait, I have to pee. Y'all not going to pee.
You know what?
Y'all not going to pee.
Who, first of all, please don't generalize, because I've never
I'm
done this shit.
I'm going to generalize.
Don't generalize.
Females, ladies,
we were just
ladies,
talking about this earlier.
You are not going to pee.
What are we
happens
going to do?
Is you go into the bathroom, you give yourself a pep talk. Yeah, you about to get this work. Don't let me down. Y'all check y'all area, make sure ain't no, you know, unpleasant sights going on down there. And then you come back outside ready to play.
I thought she was about to say something else, because we were talking about something earlier, and it was pretty much like the guy thought females go to the bathroom to use his hand soap to clean themselves before sex.
Listen, I've heard some stories, but I don't know about putting hand soap in your vag area. You're going to throw your pH off.
Right? So wait a minute. You think we going to the bathroom to give ourselves a pep talk?
Y'all do. Y'all going to check for all types of stuff.
I don't do any of that. Oh. I will say I've never done any of that.
So that means you come ready to go then.
You got to.
Okay, but some
come prepared.
All right, but he may catch you off guard.
If you stay ready, you ain't not got to get ready.
I hear that, but he may catch you off guard. You may be like, whoa.
All right, so you're going to catch me off guard. I'm going to go to the bathroom and give myself a pep talk. What am I saying to myself?
I got to pee. No, your pep. I mean, like, you say, I got to pee. Y'all may go run the water, act like y'all doing something, may flush the toilet.
How many times has this happened to you?
I mean, I've heard the I got to pee, you know, a couple of times in my life.
And that's what they're in there doing?
Who's, yes.
Who's told you that this is what they're
doing? Females have told me that, like, later on down the line. Like
that's what I was doing when I was in your bathroom?
Yeah. Or I listen to girls talk.
I don't do that. No. I like you said, ain't no wood in here, so ain't nothing to knock on. But I have never had to do that
because
before.
You come ready, and I appreciate that.
My readiness hasn't gotten me anywhere. P.S. I'm still single. So, yeah, it really doesn't work for me. All right, so that's your sexual turnoff. Mm-hmm. What's my sexual turnoff? I would say body odors, too. It kills the mood. Bad breath kills the mood. It all kills the mood. Smells kills the mood. What about your sexual turn-ons?
Depends what kind of mood I'm in.
You feeling frisky?
If I'm feeling frisky.
You done did your manzillion.
Oh, all right. So I done took it. I'm taking care of everything.
You ready?
Maybe a good kisser. Soft lips.
Okay.
Soft lips.
That's a start off, though.
Yeah, that is a start off.
If it's a bad, that's if you have a bad kiss.
It's what, quiet.
That's it.
Oh, it depends. It depends.
On.
If you how bad you want it or not.
Oh, so it depends on the female.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that it also depends on the male as well. If it's the other way around, if the dude can't kiss, but he dropped dead gorgeous to you, you gonna accept that?
If he dropped dead gorgeous, though?
Stop lying.
Things can be taught.
You can't teach how to kiss.
You have to teach someone.
I've had some bad kissing experiences in my life.
I haven't.
Oh, my God.
So I haven't had to teach anybody that. Okay. Like, put your face this way, stick your tongue that way.
So you're just going to be kissing with, like, a tongue just in the middle of your mouth, like, ugh.
No, you gotta tell them what to do. Like, you gotta lead. Listen, sometimes you have to lead.
Yeah.
I don't know about a pro.
Maybe a novice.
Sexual turn-ons. I would say I agree with you. Because the kiss starts everything off. It always starts with the kiss. So say you in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
It's going down.
Slam dance.
What's the most awkward thing that's ever happened to you during sex?
Awkward.
Or during any kind of sexual transaction.
A female passed gas before.
Really?
Yes.
Yo, you know I was going to ask you that too.
Disgusting.
It was nasty to you?
Yes.
All right, what was happening? What was happening when she farted? Yeah, details, please. Receipts. What was happening?
She was on top. She was riding me.
And she farted.
And she farted.
How bad? It was a wet one?
It was like a... Like that.
Just a little air?
No, like two, like...
Did you smell it?
I didn't want to. I was laying down. So I'm pretty sure it was the opposite direction, but still, like...
So that killed the mood for you?
A little bit.
Because she farted.
Because she tried to act like it wasn't her. And I'm like, well, who else is it?
Wait, she was like, that wasn't me.
She, like, kept going, like... And she's looking at me, and I'm looking at her like, come on, sir.
Bitch, you know what you're doing.
Come on, sir. Wait. You're going to act like you ain't just mad.
Wait.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
That's not even bad compared to what I've heard.
What you heard?
I've heard a story where a female, she was receiving oral sex.
And she farted in his mouth.
And she farted while he was down there. And she said, like, he tried to move his head, and she just, like, locked his head down there.
And he caught the whole fart?
And kept going. She said she was almost there. Why stop now?
I'd have punched her stomach. That's disrespectful.
You would have punched her?
I don't know if I'd have punched her, but
I don't think you would have done that. You say that now.
You locked my head, and you fought, too?
She was there.
She don't respect that man.
No, you gotta understand when you do understand when you're almost there. It's like
does not respect that man.
Well,
you got gas in your mouth now, dog.
That's not for me to say whether she respected him or not.
So, if you giving a dude oral,
right,
and you there, you going to work, right?
Okay.
And he lock his hand, his legs behind your head. And pass gas as he's coming.
You're not never going to leave my house.
Oh, why? Because you're going to kill him.
That's it.
You see? There we go. The double standard, fellas.
That's it.
Double standard.
Nah, I'm just joking with you. I don't know. I don't, like, honestly, I don't know how I would react. I probably would be, like, absolutely disgusted.
It's
like,
quiet.
Did you really just do that?
You never gonna call him again after that.
I'm really not. And then it depends, though. What kind of guy is this? Is he, like, my dude? Like, my guy? Like, if it's my husband, I don't have a choice.
Yeah, you gotta take that.
Like, you probably just gonna sleep in the other room for a couple of days.
He's not sleeping in the other room. That's your husband. He like, listen, you gonna take this.
I mean, if it's my husband, you know what I mean? It's not really much you can do, but a boyfriend... I would be pissed. That's kind of gross. It is gross, honestly. So, what are four words you least want to hear during sex?
Four words?
Four words. Or just a phrase. What's a phrase that you do not ever want to hear during sex?
Wrong hole.
I gotta go. I gotta go. All right.
No, I'm playing.
Cut the tape. I'm done.
I'm playing.
Did you just say wrong hole?
I'm playing. I'm playing, damn.
All right, so what phrase?
Four words, you said?
It doesn't have to be. If you got four words, give it to me. If you don't got the four words, just give me a phrase that you would hate to hear during sex. Like, is it in yet?
Yeah, I think that'd be very disrespectful.
We had an episode.
And somebody said to a guy, is it in yet?
She was thinking to herself, was it in yet? She didn't say it.
See, but if she would have grabbed it during the foreplay and the kissing, she would have knew.
It was too late. She was already 2 months in. It was too late.
2 months in, you're going to feel it.
I mean, maybe she's just not that kind of girl to brush up on it.
Yeah.
Not every female is like that, though.
But y'all talk about it and y'all think about it, so why not be about it?
All right, okay, so we're not going to generalize again. I have not met a dude and, like, brushed up on him on purpose to just to see what his package is like. For what?
But y'all have had a conversation pertaining to
people's packages
or something.
Oh, the guy?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, she said he was talking shit.
Right.
He was talking shit. Like he was like he killed the job. And she was just like, I didn't even know anything was happening.
Well, that could be you know, a double-edged sword. She could just have a deep box.
Okay.
No?
I guess.
She could have a deep box.
I don't know. You got me on that one.
See?
Wait.
Yeah. Because ladies, you can't be out here talking about is it in yet, but your box is deep. Like, hello, oh, oh.
Deep or?
Down there.
Loose.
Same ish.
Is it?
Yes.
For guys?
Yes.
If, oh, okay, all right. So I've heard a guy, he's told me before, and it's not somebody I ever dealt with or anything. He probably had a little crush on me. But he said if it's too tight, he doesn't want it. Like, it's not, no, he said it's just not enjoyable. Like, you can't really move the way you want to move.
You can move the way you want to move, just the same way you could teach somebody how to kiss, as, you know, the producer said.
Well, he said, like, you stuck.
Nah, I mean, if it's tight, I preferably would like it if it's tight, because I know, like, you ain't been out here doing backflips on other...
But how you know her Kegel game could just be on point.
See, okay, so if you're a vagina connoisseur, right?
Okay. Oh, so you know your shit.
Right?
All
right. You can feel the difference between a Kegel and it just being tight vagina.
No. I'm not saying she doing the Kegel. Why?
Right, but you're saying, like, how do I know her Kegel game is not up, whereas as I'm going inside, it's her doing a Kegel when really her box is loose. No, you can tell the difference.
No, but you could keep your box tight if you do your Kegels on a daily basis, is what I'm saying.
But after a couple of climaxes, that's not a word, but you know what I mean.
Right.
You'll be able to tell the difference because okay. You'll be slipping and sliding.
You don't want to slip and slide?
I mean...
Isn't that the good... I'm not a guy.
It's good, but you can feel the difference. Like, you can feel it. You can feel it. We can feel it.
You're trying to slip and slide. So it's not true. So do you want it to be tight? You said you want it tight, but some guys don't like it too tight.
I mean, not too tight. But not too loose. Like, I don't want to have to wear a life jacket.
Did you really just say that?
Yes, I did.
All right. So, has that happened to you before?
Have I had loose box before? Probably, but I can't remember. Like,
it wasn't memorable.
Nah, it was one of those things you like, all right, I'm going to just put this in the back of my memory.
Oh, so you pretty much, like... X'd it out of your life, pretty much.
Yeah, I kind of gave it to Drea.
It was that bad?
I believe so.
Do you tell the female if it's bad?
We don't tell you that, you guys.
Why?
Don't. Why should we? Y'all don't tell us that we got the small penis. You tell your friends.
I haven't had that issue.
All right. So all the penises you've encountered in your life has been of statured size?
So now when you phrase it like that, you make it seem like I've had...
No, I don't. I'm just asking a question. Let's just say you've come across three penises, right?
Okay.
All the penises you've come across, those three gentlemen, are they the same size penis?
Not the same size, but close.
Same length, girth, all that? Straight,
not the same
curve,
girth, no.
Ripples?
Everyone, damn. Anything else?
I'm just asking a question.
Wait, what else you want? Girth, size, ripple, like, come again?
This is what I hear you ladies talk about.
Hell no. Talk about no shit like that.
Y'all talk about that. Oh, gotta have girth.
I'm gonna tell you right now, I have never in my life used the word girth.
All right, I'm gonna introduce you to some of my female friends then.
You wanna do what?
I'm gonna introduce you to some of my female friends then.
I mean,
so y'all can have penis talk.
I don't know if I really want, I'd rather have penis talk with a guy than a female. With a straight guy.
Guys ain't gonna talk about penis.
Talk about your own penis.
Yeah, right.
Right? No?
Yeah.
I'm not telling you to talk about another man's penis. I'm telling you to talk about yours. But what I'm saying is, I'm not going to sit around with a female and be like, girl, that girth, ooh, girl, the ripple.
No, but y'all can say like, oh, well, what do you like? And so on and so forth.
I don't have conversations like that with my female friends.
Okay.
I don't.
So what do y'all talk about?
In terms of guys?
Right.
Here's the thing. It's a stigma among my friends. If you tell them too much about the guy...
They're going to want to have sex with him.
Right.
I get it. Okay, so you see old bae, whatever the case may be, or you just see a dude that you like, y'all in a club, and you end up leaving with that dude. They don't... The next time they see you, what are they going to ask you?
How was it?
Exactly.
I'd be like, yes, I don't give details.
Okay, I got you.
I don't give details.
Okay.
And that's just me. I'm just a really private person anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, especially when it comes to sexual things. I really don't divulge too much. I don't give details. I just give you like the brief overview. I just give you the summary of everything.
Gotcha.
So y'all discuss it in detail?
Sometimes, depending on who the female is.
What if it was just something just casual?
We probably talk about it.
Really?
Yeah.
Like what? Look, now when
everything. We say everything.
Like the depth.
What do you mean? We go
the tightness. This is what you're talking. No, because you're talking about the girth and the ripple. So you're talking about.
If it was whack, we definitely telling the homie Usher.
What makes it whack?
It was trash. Like she's laying there like a dead fish. Like be like, oh no, it was trash. Oh yo, her box stunk. Is that in the third? Yeah.
She should have went to the bathroom and used some of the hand soap. She should have had the pep talk.
Yeah, not the hand soap. I don't know about that, but
that's why you should always have wipes in your bag. You have to be prepared.
You're right.
You have to be prepared.
Or we caught her on a laundry day and the drawers wasn't presentable.
Like granny panties?
That. Or you ever like, well, I'm not sure you have, but we watch how you guys take your drawers off. If you take your drawers off and you grab the middle. Oh, yeah.
This is a thing?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
We watch how y'all take your drawers off.
What?
Yeah. Because when you take off your drawers, the middle becomes visible to us.
Because when you take your panties off, you just pull them down.
Right,
that's it.
Right. But some girls may just grab the middle.
If you strategically try to.
Yeah, like hide the middle. Or, the panties is on the floor and, you know, y'all done now when you get up to go to the bathroom and you notice the panties is kicked under the bed. Like, why are the panties under the bed?
Yeah. I had no idea all of this shit happens. Yeah, wait.
It's a science.
This shit is not science. It's just...
It's fat.
It's ludicrous.
All right.
Wait. All right. So now, not only do y'all think we in the bathroom giving ourselves pep talks, you watching how we take our panties off?
Yeah.
See, now I got worried about how I take my panties off. I'm not taking my panties off for anybody. I'm sorry. But when I do, now I got worried about how I'm taking my panties off?
I mean, you don't got to worry about how you taking it off because I'm pretty sure you good. But we watching, we looking.
So what if she take her panties off and she try to do like the grab the middle?
She got a little
fold it. So you can't.
She got something going on over there.
It's over?
It's not over, but I'm saying she got something going on over
but
there.
But you still gonna smash?
Depending on who the female is. I've turned girls down before. Like I'm like, nah, I'm good.
Like you in the mood?
I'm dead. Meet hard, ready to go. I'm like, nah, I'm all right.
Why? Because she took her panties off.
No, home? Something happened. Like, something like wrong happened. I'm like, nah, you know what? I'm good.
Like what?
It could be anything. Like, a long time ago, I had this one female. Like, she was like a hypochondriac. Like, I ain't even put it in yet. She's like, and I'm just like, yo, I couldn't even get in there. And then she just, I was just like, you know, I'm done. She's like, no. I was like, nah, I'm good.
It probably was the...
Anticipation?
The anticipation.
Listen, I'm not the first dude you had sex with. You're not a virgin.
Yeah,
I'm not putting up with this.
You don't got to deal with this today.
I don't got to deal with this.
Not today?
At all.
That was it for you?
Bye, Felicia. It's over.
Oh, shit. So if you too reactive to anything...
No, I'm not saying too reactive.
Okay.
She was just too dramatic. Trying to get it in and like... As I touched her, she's like clamping up. Like, what
how
are you
old
doing?
Was
relax.
She? This probably was your first time.
Nah.
This a grown ass woman?
This is a grown ass woman. We was both like 18, 19 years old. All
right. It probably was her first time.
It was not her first time. She been around the block.
I can't. So now, ladies, now we have to worry about. Let's not go in the bathroom and say we got to pee right before the action. And let's just take our panties off. Matt, don't even wear no panties, all right? If he catch you slipping, just take your panties off like you normally would if you was in the house by yourself because they watching.
All the time.
Who knew? All right, so how important is oral sex for you? Receiving.
Receiving is important, but it's not that important.
On a scale of 1 to 10?
Like a 5, 6.
Really?
Yeah. How much dick you gonna suck? Like, come on, facts.
I mean, you're not the first guy I've heard say that. I have a male friend who said he could live without it. Like he doesn't care for it too much.
Right. Like if you're not if it's not crazy, like, and even all men, like we've probably only come across like maybe 3-4 females, if that, like we like, oh my god, like soon as she I'm going. No, like, so, and after we've had that one person that's just like superstar status type, like, we don't want the regular, like.
It's like a high.
All right, you're wasting your time now. Like, I'm trying to.
Really? Have you ever stopped somebody?
Yes. Yes.
Why?
Yes. Teeth? Too much teeth. And she was just, I don't know if like her mouth was deep enough or what, but it was just like, it wasn't doing it for me.
So her box can't be deep, but her mouth got to be deep.
No, I didn't say that.
Okay. All right, so tell me the story about you stopping somebody in the middle.
She was doing her thing, and she was talking crazy, like, oh, yeah, I know what to do, and blah, blah,
before
blah, blah.
Before or during?
Yeah, before, like, via text, you know, like, oh, so what you like? You know, we tell each other what we like, and then the old word. So I'm like, oh, okay. And then when she got there, it wasn't like you were describing.
It was whack. Just,
yeah.
So you stopped her?
Yes.
Like, that's it? You gotta go? Or that's it? Let's try something else.
Let's try something else.
But see, in that situation, you can teach her. Things you can teach people. Because not everybody likes the same thing. So she may have been doing it the way the guy before you liked it. All right, so you talked about receiving oral.
Mm-hmm.
What about giving?
I partake.
You partake?
Mm-hmm.
You be talking shit?
Well,
you show up and your game is whack?
Nah.
All right. I thought you was trying to pull the girl that you was just telling me about. Because guys do that shit, too.
What?
They, oh, yeah, I'm going to kill it, blah, blah, blah. You, and then you show up and it's like a snooze fest. Like, you know how much fucking hours of sleep I just missed? Like, dude, I'm going to need my time back.
Nah, I mean.
That's my new thing. I'm going to just need my time back.
I personally don't talk. I may say, like, something smart about it, and then I just think, all right.
Like, I let my work talk for itself.
Facts.
I heard you act, though. Nah, I'm just joking. So what if a female doesn't do it at all? I know you said on a scale of 1 to 10, it's like a 5 or a 6, but what if she doesn't do it at all?
If she don't do it at all, she can't expect it at all.
Really?
Yes.
So you
how
wanna...
dare you? How dare you?
What do you mean, how dare me?
How dare you say, oh, I don't give head, but you like, oh, when you gonna eat this pussy? What?
What is she
you
just like...
bump your head?
Yo, that's just really not my thing.
It's not mine either. So
I guess it's nothing else to talk about.
Bye, Felicia. You can't do that.
You single?
Yeah, I am right now.
I see why. I see why.
So you say.
Wait, I'm just joking. All right, so a little more like funny things. Mm-hmm. So if you were out on a date with someone and you see your best friend's girl cheating on him. What do you do? For your best friend's guy, if you have a female best friend. Cheating.
If it's my best friend, if I have a female best friend and it's her dude, I'm going to take a picture first.
Okay.
On the low. And then I'm going to run down on him like, yo, what's up? Who this?
Okay.
Right.
All
right. And then if it's my friend and it's his girl.
Right.
I'm going to tell my man, pull up.
You going to send a quick text message
yeah,
like, yo,
up.
Just come.
Pull up, meet me.
So you're a loyal friend?
Yeah, I am. I would like to think I am.
Okay.
Now, if it's a girl that I know he just partaking in for the season.
It's his girlfriend.
Oh, his girl. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wait, what the?
Y'all
got seasonal girl? I'm not talking about like a casual. Y'all got seasonal girlfriends?
No.
Like summertime over? Like
no.
I joke about that. I say
some people do. Some girls got seasonal dudes. And
no. I'm not saying like I have a seasonal dude. What I'm saying is like summer is not my season because I'm a fluffier girl. But wintertime, I'm all that because you cold. I got that heat.
Oh.
I joke about that.
So you single in the summer and you cuffed up in the winter?
Nah, I'm single year round, all seasons.
Why you, see, she lying. Why she lying like that?
I swear. I don't know why people think I lie when I tell them that I'm single or that.
You don't got no dude.
None.
At all.
No.
When was your last date?
My last date. I told us on my
when
last episode.
Was your last date?
My last date. I had a coffee date with John Leguizamo downstairs. We was drinking espresso. I have a question.
What's up?
Do you guys, are you turned off if a female tells you their body count? And it's high? Your definition of high?
What you mean high? High is high. What you talking about? My definition
nah,
of high.
Because some people may say five. You right, like, damn,
listen,
you slept with five?
See, I don't even ask girls about their body count, one.
Okay.
Number two, if I do ask you, I'm multiplying it by three. Whatever you tell me, I'm multiplying it by three.
I saw that shit in the meme before. Y'all need to get off of Instagram.
I'm multiplying it by three.
Why are you multiplying it by three?
Because I don't want to think it's low and your shit crazy. I don't want to think you'd be like, oh, two, and your shit like 200.
Oh, my God.
No. I'm multiplying by three.
So that's not even a question.
No, y'all have three numbers. Y'all got the truth. You got what you tell your homegirls, and you got what you tell your niggas.
I got the truth, and nothing but the truth.
All right.
That's just me. I may be a different kind of female, but I have no reason but to tell the truth.
All right. It's not a turnoff. I mean, I wouldn't really ask. It depends on what you want from that female. Because at the end of the day, I don't want no female that you know, hasn't. I feel like all females at some point go through let me adjust my seat. I should have moved close to the door. But I think all females at some point go through their own whole phase, right? They, whatever you want to call it. I think they all go through their whole phase. So
a
I feel
whole
like,
phase?
Yeah.
I haven't had a whole phase.
Okay.
And I'm 30.
You probably haven't been, you know, privy to a lot of men to partake in multiple, you know, partners or something of that sort.
What's wrong with me? Let me get the male perspective, because all my guests have been females. And, you know, I ask everyone to give me feedback, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we just met today. We've spoken previously, but it was to set up this interview,
mm-hmm.
correct?
Mm-hmm.
So you met me today. Mm-hmm. What was my demeanor like? Even though you were just here just for the interview and nothing else.
You seem cool. I don't know what's going on. Like, you're
right?
Saying you can't, you know, pick up anybody or whatever. You're probably not looking at the right places.
Where am I supposed to be looking?
I don't know. You go out and meet people.
Oh, no. I got one last question for you, and then we're going to wrap it up.
Okay.
So you meet someone.
Right.
You feeling her. Y'all in a relationship. You fall in love.
Mm-hmm.
Later on, you find out that she has, like, an online porn page, pictures.
It's quiet.
I'm sorry?
It's quiet.
What's quiet?
I'm done with her.
It's over.
I'm done.
Love dead?
Done. There's no mystery to you no more. There's no mystery. Everybody knows. Everybody sees. They can subscribe.
Like, they gonna subscribe to this podcast?
Yeah, they gonna subscribe
just to see.
There's no mystery to you. Everybody know what I got. Well, what I had.
Cause now it's done.
It's quiet.
It's quiet. It'd
probably just be recreation after that.
These phrases.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, just cut and dry like that.
I mean, we gonna talk about it, but just know I'm not taking you serious no more.
Like, what if she was in a situation?
There's no situation to make you be a porn hub type person or whatever.
See, you named the specific site.
Because girls watch Pornhub.
All right, we got to wrap this up. All right, Quincy, thanks for coming.
No problem.
Did you enjoy yourself?
Yes, I did.
It was a pleasure having you. I think I learned a lot just about men in general, not just you. Yeah, now I gotta be careful, like, when I go to somebody's house and I tell them I gotta pee.
How you take your panties off.
And now I gotta be careful how I take my panties off.
But you say you're not gonna wear none, so you be all right.
I mean, if you don't wear none.
Then he know you came
you
to play.
Stay ready. You ain't never
you
gotta
to
get
play.
Ready.
All right.
All right, everyone. Well, thanks for listening. The takeaway for this episode is, what are your feelings about everything we talked about today? Write to me and let me know. Thank you.